Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, time of good food, good music, and tons of fun. This is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good considering all the things going on up here with the weather, but mostly because we got ourselves a QB.
Yes, we did. The car stopped in New Orleans. I love all the little puns that everybody's been coming up with, saying New Orleans is going to wreck the NFC South with Derek Carr. There's just so many of them out there. And I just was like, they're like, yeah, the car stalled in New Orleans. I'm like, okay, all right, we get it. Beep, beep. Car is here. Yes, we've got a quarterback.
Jokes.
Hey, it's a good day when we can joke and we're not talking about the negative aspects of the mm-hmm. team. So mm-hmm. we haven't had a whole lot of news as of late with the Saints, which no news is good news. But of course, today, early this morning, the news broke that Derek Carr and the Saints were agreeing to a deal. We didn't know the specifics of the contract at the time. We do now. It's a 4-year deal worth $150 million. It's like guaranteed money from what I've understood, the way with maneuvering this cap. Mickey's just a money man, the way he maneuvers it. They're giving him a signing bonus, but a lot of the money is going to come on the back end of the deal because they want to be able to sign free agents. So it's a very cap friendly deal. I'm cool with that. There was reports. We were hearing crazy things that he wanted like $40 million and it broke down to somewhere around the mid 30 range, which is on average, even though I think it's way too much for quarterbacks. That somebody posted, you know, what Ryan Tannehill was making and what Kirk Cousins was making, and that's right on par with all of them. So I can't mm-hmm. really complain about the money aspect of it. I'm just glad that this is over with. I don't like what happened with Jameis. You know, we've covered this over and over for the last like 10 months. I wish he would have gotten a better shot here, and I wish he wouldn't have gotten injured, but it's what's done is done. You know, the deal is inked. So more than likely we can say that Jameis is going to be released and we'll save $12 million when that happens. So the Saints, you know, they're setting themselves up with all the restructures with DeMario and Taysom Hill and all the restructures. And of course they still got a lot of guys to re-sign, but we're getting slowly under that cap. I think it's like less than 20 now that we, 20 million that we need to wipe off the books. So this was a very cap-friendly deal from what I understand. There is a no-trade clause in it, which, of course, he had as well with mm-hmm. Vegas. But, you know, we've got our guy, and we're hoping for the best as far as what's going to happen in free agency. There's a lot of questions with Mike Thomas. That's the first thing people have been asking me. Well, you know, Mike Thomas sent out that tweet. And I'm like, okay, so we don't know what that tweet means. We all want to speculate that, you know, he may come back. We speculate he's going to restructure to a more cap-friendly deal. Is he going to be the Mike Thomas that we know? You know, we're trying to be positive here because, I mean, it is a positive day. His tweets are always cryptic. I try not to read into social media and players a lot of times because you think they're saying one thing and then they come back and they're like, haha, we got you. Unless you're following Cam Jordan, because he tells you exactly what he's thinking.
He does. He
so,
does.
Yeah, it's been a good day for the Who Dat Nation, and a majority of the fans are happy. Some of them, of course, you know, complain about the salary. But if you look at what players are making nowadays, a quarterback of his background, veteran quarterback, he's been to the Pro Bowl, that's what they're making. I mean, you're not going to get a veteran starter like him with his experience in here for $15 million a year. Those days are mm-hmm. over with. I know there was a report Daniel Jones wants something like $40 to $45 million a year, which I just think is insane because he's nowhere near the quarterback Drew Brees was, and Drew got at most $25 million a year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was a couple of seasons ago. We just gone is the days of affordable quarterbacks. It is. But I mean, you need to make the playoffs and like get your team somewhere before you're asking for that kind of chatter. I'm just saying, you know, mm-hmm. Derek Carr is way more than you and he's not getting that. So, but he is a New Orleans Saint. I know you're happy that this is over with as well.
Oh my God. So thrilled. I mean, I've had enough of the chatter, the back and forth. I think what I liked is that the Saints out of the gate made him their first and foremost priority. And I know that spoke to Derek from who am I going to pick kind of standpoint. The Jets thinking they're going to try and lure Aaron Rodgers over there. So they were clear with Derek that, you know, you're like our second or third choice after, you know, if we can get Aaron Rodgers, then maybe we'll consider you. And I think that he was in the same boat with the Panthers. So knowing that from the get, we were about making him our, you are who we want, bro. That's all we want. And mm-hmm. what do you need for us to secure you here? So I think it's, I think it's great.
Yeah, you always want to be a bride and not a bridesmaid. That's the thing. I was uncomfortable with that whole situation because I'm like, you know that you're not their first choice.
Right.
And it is unusual for a team to be that vocal about it. And I don't know their reasonings behind it. There's been speculation. But yeah, you knew that you were not their guy, that they wanted first and foremost. Second of all, okay, yeah, I'm from New Orleans. So we're going to say, yeah, I'm a little partial. But I mean, look what New Orleans has to offer versus the Jets. First of all, they're the Jets. Second of all, you know how their fans are. You don't even have your own stadium.
Nope.
The culture there is brutal. The atmosphere, the weather is brutal. Here, you know, you've got an indoor stadium. You got fans. Like the old saying is, if you love New Orleans, she'll love you back. And that's true.
Yep.
If you pour into this community, they will give back 1,000 times. The food here is second to none. The culture is second to none. Music. It's just this city, no matter what time of the year it is, there's a billion things going on. We could actually do a show tomorrow with all the things going on in New Orleans, around New Orleans right now. But I mean, we're primarily dedicated because this is, you know, Saints news today, but there's a ton of things always going on in the city. They will embrace you. Derek Carr did contact Drew Brees and Ian Book. And yes, I know y'all are like, who, Ian Book? But yes, they have the same agent. Ian was our quarterback here. So he is somebody that he can speak to about the environment and the culture of New Orleans and the team here and the Saints and how they treat their players. And obviously, you know, Ian had a lot of good things to say. Drew, of course, had a lot of good things to say. We treated them wonderfully here. The Saints is a wonderful organization. Miss Gale has done such a great job since she's taken over. They want to win, and they want to win now. And this is proving that, hey, look, this is what, you know, we want to do. We want to bring in our guy. Dennis Allen is trying to make this his team. Yes, we've beat up on Dennis a lot the last like 6 months, 8 months, but he's trying to make this his team, and that's fine. You do what you need to do. If you lose, then we'll have this discussion a year from now, but we're giving you a chance to let you this be Dennis Allen's team and not Sean Payton's leftovers. And Sean is now in Denver, and that's a whole nother story for another show, but this is essentially Dennis Allen's team. He is familiar with Derek Carr, and Derek Carr is familiar with him. They have a good relationship. So if he feels like that's the best chance, obviously Mickey had to sign off on this decision. So did Gail. The players are excited about it. So, I mean, if they are, then the fans need to get behind it, because for better or worse, he is our quarterback for the next few years. Will the contract run out 4 years? Who knows? He is our quarterback, and we need to get behind that. But I do think, you know, being first choice and his bringing his wife here, and you know that you were wanted here. You were always wanted here, first and foremost.
I like that he said to the Saints, don't trade for me. Don't give up picks for me. And I think that that speaks volumes about Derek as well. So for me, us getting him and not having to give up any of our picks, so now we can go and build around him on what we need, defensive tackle, running back. So I feel like that alone, for me, Jameis love aside, because that's not going anywhere. I still heart Jameis, and I feel he got a raw deal. But that aside, I'm all in on Derek because that's who the organization supports, and that's what they went and got, and they think they can build around him. So I support that. But I like that Derek also, you know, kind of met them halfway in some regards around the negotiations and saved us our picks that were so crucial to our rebuild.
Like a lot of players that have come here before and basically used this for a free meal ticket to do the tour of New Orleans and didn't have an intention to sign, you know, didn't really seem interested, you know, after the fact, whereas, you know, he didn't use this for that purpose, you know, and I don't know the agreement behind closed doors, but yeah, hey, look, don't trade for me, save your picks, get me some weapons. I'm going to sign a cap friendly deal for you so that, hey, you'll have some money left over to sign me some free agents. So, hey, we draft some good players. We sign, you know, we get some guys in here. And another thing too, this is going to have players that are going to be potential free agents look at New Orleans and say, okay, they've got a quarterback. They've got a quarterback. They've got a solid quarterback. As much as I love Jameis, there was a lot of question marks around his injury. Mm-hmm. And if he's, you know, 100% and can be the guy he was, when you look at the bigger picture, and I heard this earlier on WWL, if you're a free agent, who do you want to play with? Do you want to play with Jameis Winston or do you want to play with Derek Carr? And it hurts to say that because, like, you know, we were Jameis fans, but I mean, mm-hmm. it is the truth. I mean, Jameis has been hurt for the last two seasons. It's kind of just like Mike Thomas, somebody saying, oh, you know, we could trade Mike and get this, or we can, you know, get some money, you know, save some money. I'm like, he's coming off of 3 years basically. Cause I mean, I know mm-hmm. last season he did play a little bit. How much of a team, it's kind of like when Drew was a free agent, the Drew Brees we knew was not the Drew Brees that San Diego let go of. There weren't teams calling for him because he was coming off of an injury. It's the same situation. I want to see Mike return to the can't guard Mike form that we know. And we saw a glimpse of it last year, and then he got hurt again. The best thing to do is for them to come to a mutual agreement of either, you know, you restructure, or, you know, like they were saying earlier, there's a divorce bound to happen. It's going to hurt us financially. Now I'm guessing he wants to stay here again because we've got a quarterback. So
yeah,
when players get drafted, you know, they're going to be more excited because now they're playing with a quarterback that they know is healthy and they know what they're getting. Whereas before it was like, well, is he going to be the guy he was? And I hope I'm wrong. I hope we see Jameis go somewhere and he thrives and does well. It's just, he's had two serious injuries. And it was how I felt about when Peyton Manning got hurt. As much as I didn't like Peyton, I knew with, you know, the neck injury and how serious all that was, it was like, man, why don't you just retire? Because one bad hit. For me, it's always about health first. Same thing with Tony Romo. I was like, it's about health first. When I knew time was winding down for Drew, I was like, okay, let him be able to literally walk away from the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that about Jameis too. I don't know if Jameis is going to hang it up or not. I mean, I don't really know. Nobody knows, privy to that information as far as his injuries and how serious it is and what's going on with his body. You can say you feel great till you get on the field, but I want what's best for him and his family. And at the end of the day, it's just a football game. And if you have to walk away, then so be it. But he was not healthy enough for us to be able to get him on that field to where they felt comfortable. We've got a guy coming in here that's not coming off of an injury, not coming off of anything, but just being with a team that had a bad system.
Yeah, they had a bad system. They treated him badly. Listen, Derek Carr's got a pretty solid record of not having an injury. The guy's been pretty healthy. He's played almost every single game with the Raiders. And so when I think about that and I think about the fact that, you know, we had Drew struggle through a couple of injuries the last few years he was with us. Then we had the Jameis, you know, Devin White scene. If only that moment played out differently and et cetera, what could have been? All right, let's move forward. And then we had check down Charlie there all year with Andy Dalton, who ironically had his best season ever with the Saints. However, super glad we're not going back to that.
Still wasn't good enough show. For Saints fans.
No, because it's check down all the time. So now we've got dudes that are fast. Olave, Raheed, Shaheed. Because I've got the whole thing going in my head. The need for speed, the need for Shaheed. So anyway, we've got these two dudes that can run. And now we have a guy that can, I was watching clips all put together of Derek Carr. I mean, the kid can throw a ball like circa Drew Brees did back in the day. And I think that's a key to our success going forward, because we'll have those guys that can get down the field faster. We're not going to talk about Alvin. And so that frees up our running backs, whomever, whatever that picture looks like, to actually do the running back job and be able to get those hard grinding yards and have these dudes that can get down the field, and then a quarterback that can move in the pocket, can make decisions on the field and makes the call at the line of scrimmage, and like can do the things that we've been missing with Drew.
It's going to be exciting again to see what happens. I mean, like, we just had the combine last week and free agency is coming up soon. So it's going to be interesting and exciting to see how this plays out. And I say that because players come here and after they're signed, they get their initial interview and they always say, hey, I wanted to play with Drew Brees, or I want to play, you know, I grew up as a Saints fan. So it's going to be interesting to see now how this dominoes fall here with us. And like I said, this entices players to want to come here. Although I would want to begin with, again, but I'm partial, you know, from New Orleans, but I just looking at the options, you know, which I'm surprised there weren't more teams interested in Derek Carr, because there are teams that needed quarterbacks. But I mean, like, the Carolina Panthers have made it no secret that they want to draft one, and they've already come out and said they want to try to move up in the draft. So I think they're going to try to go and, you know, get somebody younger and probably save some money there. Who knows? Again, they're in our division. We don't know what's happening with Tampa Bay. The Falcons are going to Falcon. I mean, that's just, you know, we have went back to being the strongest team in this division, and that's before the draft and free agency. So like I said, just stick with us here in Flores Truly. We will have all the latest news. It's an exciting day here in New Orleans. Like I said, majority, probably 80% of the fans are happy with the decision. Probably about 70% of them are okay with the contract. And the other people that have been tweeting and I've been seeing it, you know, all day long trending, you know, some of them think we overpaid, but go look at some of the salaries of the NFL quarterbacks. I mean, the rules are there now. I mean, it's just in place. These contracts are getting out of hand and ridiculous. And I mean, if you want a good veteran player, you're going to have to pay for them. So you weren't going to get a car here for $20 million a year. You just weren't. Nope. You weren't going to get him. So, you know, but then again, it's not your money at the end of the day. It's Mickey. And he's the one that maneuvers that cap. He's great at loomising. That's what we call it. So, of course, if you want to chime in on the Derek Carr signing or what you think about the combine this week or free agents we should go after or even Mike Thomas situation, you can hit us up. I'm Tina, the Enola Girl on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And our Flores Truly account is at Flores Truly Pod on Twitter. And Georgia, you can tell everybody where they can come and talk to you and give you some of their opinions, and maybe we can focus on Dennis getting that Twitter account again as well.
Yes, you can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And we're going to see you next week on Flores Truly,